Howdy everyone, welcome to the end of the world. That's the first show for 2013. I took a couple of months off just because I felt like, and I'm going to be changing the structure of the show a bit. I'm going to be doing much shorter shows just because I don't have that much time anymore, but never mind, I'll still be with you every now and again. And for this one, I hope we're going to get transported back in time a bit to some kind of better times in the world. Or maybe not, but anyway, better times musically maybe, so let's have it. The Cows, You're So Beautiful. We'll be right back. feel so much better. There's just something special about bands that don't exist anymore. It just, I don't know, makes you feel kind of sentimental and all tingly up inside. Next one up, we're going to be having Green River with Bazaar.
We'll be right back.
lot of weird shit has been going on lately, as usual. And yeah, latest news is that Athens in the Media and 98FM have been shut down by the Greek government, thinking that this way they can put an end to free speech. But I have this sneaky feeling that the more they try to do this, the more these kind of things are just going to keep on popping up right, left, and center. There's no way to stop free speech. So better not even try, because, you know, you're just not going to make it. But anyway, let's move on to some music that matches that kind of sentiment. A Rather Black Night at the River of Eternal Death by Jesus Is Angry.
Thank you. Talking about black and bleak things, we've also got the bombing in Boston. And, well, what we've done for you, dear listeners, is we've managed to get a live feed directly from the Pentagon. So we're going to show you, like, how they're handling this at the Pentagon right now. The officials are really working day and night for your benefit only. So have a listen at what they're doing right now.
What I am about to tell you is highly classified. 2 days ago, Muslim terrorists hijacked our imagination. Frankly, we don't know what their next move is or how to stop them.
In times like these, the government often turns to Hollywood for help. You creative filmmakers can think of ideas we just can't.
That's why we've asked you here, M. Night Shyamalan. The Sixth Sense, Signs, The Village, all very clever films. But can you use your amazing idea brain now to help us stop the terrorists?
What if it turns out they aren't terrorists, but they're actually werewolves from the future?
No, they're terrorists. They've been linked to Al-Qaeda.
But what if Al-Qaeda, it turns out, is the group being terrorized by aliens?
No, that's not an idea. That's a twist. We need ideas.
How about we make everyone think that terrorists attacked us? But really, we were all already dead.
Get him out of here. Mr. Bay, can you think of any ideas how to outwit these terrorists?
I believe I can. We start by making a big CG building, and then we have a meteor go rush, and it's all like crawl, and motorcycles burst into flame while they jump over these helicopters, right?
No, we need ideas how to stop the terrorists.
An 18-wheeler spins out of control, and it's all like brush in this huge tanker full of dynamite, crawl.
Those aren't ideas. Those are special effects.
I don't understand the difference.
I know you don't. Get him out of here! And being that we are all big Mel Gibson film fans, we thought maybe you could help us.
Ah, my nipples, they hurt! They hurt when I twist them!
Yes, I don't suppose you have any creative ideas how to fight these terrorists.
How about this? You have that videotape that the terrorists made, right? Well, maybe if you did a background check on that videotape, you might find somebody who doesn't belong. Somebody who doesn't fit in Imagination Land. Oh!
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Say what you want about Mel Gibson, but the son of a bitch knows story structure. Get the videotape and do a background check on everyone in it.
Well, that kind of goes to say what they will do with this kind of crisis. Well, never let a good crisis go to waste. I wonder what kind of twist they will give to it this time. Well, never mind. We'll see in the near future. Until then, our non-DIY song for today, Set Me Free!
Can't have you to myself. I don't need nobody else. So if I can't have you to myself, set me free. Set me free. Oh, set me free, little girl. All you gotta do is set me free, little girl. You know you can do it if you try. All you gotta do is set me free, free, free. Set me free. Oh, set me free.
And that's it from us for this week. See y'all again next week. Thank you very much. Have a lovely evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.